Well, my final piece of news is about a place that's very dear to my heart, the Indian Ocean island of Madagascar. I was there last summer, and it's home to some extraordinary creatures. In fact, 80% of the plants and over 90% of the animals that live there are found nowhere else on the planet. But a big Malagasy mystery is, how on earth did all those species get there? And there's been a new study published in the journal Nature, which has provided some strong evidence backing a theory that the ancient ancestors of Madagascar's mammals drifted there over hundreds of kilometres from the African mainland, clinging on to rafts of floating vegetation. And that goes for the most famous Malagasy inhabitants, the lemurs, which are a type of primate just like us, only they're unlike any other primates in the rest of the world. Well, these guys used computer climate models to reconstruct ancient oceans. It was Jason Alley from the University of Hong Kong and Matthew Huber from Purdue University in the US. And together they've shown that at around the time that lemurs were thought to have arrived from Madagascar about 60 million years ago, there was surface ocean currents flowing from northern Mozambique eastwards towards Madagascar. Now today those currents flow in the opposite direction, and that's a change that took place gradually as Madagascar drifted northwards to its present location. Now Ali and Huber found that for 3 or 4 weeks every century these eastward currents were strong enough to propel a log from Mozambique all the way to Madagascar in about a month.
Wow.
So you can imagine that in fact a small mammal, probably, you know, some of these ancestors of the lemurs were quite small, could feasibly have clung on and survived for that long, perhaps on leaves and insects and things that were also clinging to a log. And it might seem rather unlikely that this would have happened, you know, 3 or 4 weeks every century, but genetic studies suggest that it would only have needed to have about a dozen colonisation events to bring all the mammal ancestors to Madagascar, not just lemurs, but carnivores, rodents and a crazy group of animals called the Tenrex, which have to be seen to be believed. Go and check them out. So over the course of tens of millions of years, that's actually becomes highly possible to have happened. And this goes against previous theories that Madagascar's animals walked across an ancient land bridge from mainland Africa. And that doesn't really work, really, because why didn't other things walk across, like antelopes and elephants, which we don't see in Madagascar? So it's just a very interesting study in showing us how some of Madagascar's amazing wildlife evolved. And it goes to show us how biology can tell us a lot about the geology on Earth.
Thank you, Helen. Just goes to show, clinging to a log, very important for human and perhaps other animal evolution.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.